And the time is 10 p.m.
CBS News. Secretary of State Kissinger is off to Europe again in the morning. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Kissinger spent only a short weekend back in Washington. He flew in from Turkey Saturday morning. The secretary now leaves for an energy and economic conference in Paris. Then he goes to Brussels to join President Ford for the NATO summit meeting. Appearing on a CBS News special Sunday night, Kissinger said that the Watergate scandal was a tragedy for the conduct of U.S. foreign policy. He said that because of Watergate, the U.S. had to shift from a status of building to one of maintaining. Kissinger was also asked how long he intends to stay on the job.
I have concluded that as long as the president has asked me to stay, as long as it is my impression that an effective foreign policy is still being conducted, I see no need to resign. Or I think it is, in fact, not in the national interest under these conditions.
Kissinger also blamed the fall of South Vietnam on the domestic situation in the U.S. and the failure of the Saigon government to build internal support. More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
It appears that the doctor strike in California may spread to the East Coast. The New York State Medical Society on Sunday took action which could lead to a work boycott by many doctors starting July 1st. The chairman of the society's House of Delegates, Dr. George Way, says he does not think doctors will stop working altogether.
I would gather that the sort of job action they're talking about is not to eliminate the care of the seriously ill or seriously sick or the emergency care, but namely the elective type of work that they most commonly see in their offices.
But one New York State lawmaker is threatening to take action if the doctors go on strike. Assemblyman Tom Culhane says this.
I am on Tuesday introducing proposed legislation to revoke the license of any medical doctor who arbitrarily, willfully or maliciously refuses to treat a patient or practice his medical specialty. In the light of threats of the New York Medical Fraternity to move to other states, I also will request members of the New York Congressional Delegation to introduce legislation which will give national recognition to a New York suspension or revocation of license.
New York State Assemblyman Tom Culhane. An Israeli raiding party on Sunday clashed with troops in southern Lebanon when the Israelis went on a search for Arab guerrillas. A senior Israeli official described it as the worst battle in that area in 3 years. It's reported 7 Lebanese army troops and 2 Israeli soldiers were killed. In Beirut, gunfire continued in the streets of the Lebanese capital. That in spite of an announcement that another truce was arranged in the bloody fighting among right-wingers and Palestinian commandos. There are unconfirmed reports that the new military government of Lebanon, set up only 2 days ago, will resign on Monday. African guerrillas have freed a 24-year-old Ann Arbor, Michigan woman kidnapped along with 3 other people a week ago. Barbara Smuts walked into a town in western Tanzania, not far from where she was abducted while working on a game preserve. She was flown to Dar es Salaam and taken to the American Embassy. Diplomats there say she carried a sealed letter setting forth demands for the release of 2 other Americans and a Dutch girl. Now this.
Hi, this is Jose Feliciano, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Louis Braille Foundation for Blind Musicians, a national nonprofit organization working to promote the interests of the blind in the field of music. The foundation exists to help talented blind musicians achieve professional status as performers and teachers, providing them with auditions, evaluations, and counseling, paid engagements to qualified musicians, and the transcription of music into Braille. The services of the Lewis Braille Foundation are available to any blind person. The foundation depends entirely on your contributions. So please help. Send your tax-deductible gifts to the Lewis Braille Foundation, 112 East 19th Street, New York, 10003. Help a blind musician on his way. Thank you. I come home in the evening.
Moscow radio reported Sunday night that two Soviet cosmonauts docked with the orbiting Soyuz space station and entered the lab. The broadcast said the two men found all systems working normally. There is no word from the Russians on how long this mission is to last. Two other cosmonauts spent 30 days in the same space station earlier this year. That set a Soviet space endurance record. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. Variable high cloudiness tomorrow and Tuesday. Tomorrow's high in the mid-60s, upper 60s on Tuesday, and lows in the low 40s. Less than 10% chance of rain through Memorial Day. 56 degrees currently in downtown Seattle. Taking a look at sports briefly, the Golden State Warriors beat Washington 96-95 to wrap up the NBA playoff championship in four straight games over the Bullets. Bobby Unser picked up a $200,000 check at tonight's Indianapolis 500 victory dinner for winning today's rain-shortened race. Gene Litter pocketed $35,000 for his five-stroke triumph in the Memphis Golf Tournament. Major League Baseball in the American, Cleveland and Oakland divided a pair. Detroit beat Chicago, New York over Texas, California down Boston. Minnesota beat Milwaukee and Kansas City over Baltimore. In the National, it was Los Angeles over St. Louis. Cincinnati defeated Philadelphia. Atlanta beat New York. San Francisco over Chicago, Houston beat Montreal, and Pittsburgh dumped San Diego. CBS Mystery Theater is next.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Torture is my subject this time around. Oh, don't be alarmed. I have no intention of shocking you with unmentionable horrors. For you see, there are all sorts of torments invented by man to bedevil his fellow man. And perhaps the most subtle of these is man's fear of the unknown. We are so constructed, it seems to me, that we can almost always cope with the known, whatever it may be. But when we don't know what lies ahead, what nameless nightmare may await, well, let's illustrate with Todd Stearns and his wife, Tammy.
Todd, what if you told them what they want to know?
It could mean the end of this country, Tammy. It could mean the end of the world.
The world?
The world.
Mr. X mentioned torture, didn't he?
Yes.
Will you be able to stand it?
I think so. Once I know what it is. But Mr. X is clever. He won't tell me. He knows that not knowing, that's the worst torture of all.
Our mystery drama, The Pit and the Pendulum, was especially adapted from the Edgar Allan Poe classic For the Mystery Theater by George Lowther and stars Tony Roberts and Marion Seldes. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser, and Sinoff, the sinus medicines. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
The blue whale is the biggest animal that ever lived. Bigger than two dinosaurs, heavier than 25 elephants. Today it's nearly extinct after years of relentless commercial hunting. Now other whales are in danger. For what? Some rare vitamin? Some precious serum? No, for margarine, pet food, shoe polish. What a way to go. Help save the whales we have left. Write National Audubon Society, 950 3rd Avenue, New York, New York.
Hey, when's the last time you made a wish?
I wish I could get an A in geometry.
I wish for a place to live.
I wish I was in Omaha with my grandmother and grandfather.
Wishing is very important, you know.
I think I wish for all the children in the world to be well and healthy and have enough to eat.
I wish I could lose 100 pounds.
I wish I had a bike.
My wish is for good health.
Wishing means you hope for better things.
I wish we could find solutions to the crime problem.
I wish that we win every soccer game in our league.
I wish, and I really wish, the price of food would go down.
If you want hope, you've got to make a wish.
If I have one wish, it's to understand my children.
I wish that everything works out between my boyfriend and me.
I just wish for a job.
I wish all the lost children would come home to their fathers.
Because without a wish, there can be no hope.
Yeah, I wish there were more love and truth and less loneliness in the world.
From the Franciscans, with love.
It's nothing new to say that men, and women too, have successfully endured the worst of physical pain one can imagine. But mental pain, I'm told, is something else again. Those skilled in the art of extracting information well know that physical force will often succeed, but that mental force will always succeed. Why not employ it at once, then? Because it requires great skill, exquisite subtlety, and is in consequence far more difficult to use. Be all this as it may, such thoughts held little, if any, interest for Todd and Tammy Stearns as they drove in an official government limousine toward the airport of a large city.
You really shouldn't have come to see me off this time, Tammy.
Break my record. I've gone to the airport with you every time you've made one of your mysterious, deep, dark, secret trips. Ever since we were married 4 years ago.
Yeah, but with Jill down with a cold...
Well, Anna could certainly take care of her for an hour or two. Todd?
Yes?
You're going to be all right, aren't you?
What makes you ask a silly question like that?
It isn't silly, and you know it. These trips you make abroad every now and then. Well, I don't know what they're all about. I've never known.
Because I've never told you, and I never will. The less you know, the better off you'll be.
Well, I'm not asking you to tell me. I know you won't. But it's not knowing that makes me bite my nails till you come safely back home.
I'm sorry, sweetheart, but that's funny.
What?
I don't think we're not. Driver? Driver, why did you take the left turn? You're heading away from the airport, not toward it.
Good heavens, Todd, we are at that.
Driver! Driver, answer me. Why?
Todd, look. The glass panel's sliding up.
What the devil is this? Driver, what in blazes is going on?
He's just not paying attention. He's not even turning around.
I don't understand this. Driver! Damn it!
He's stopping for a red light, Todd. Let's get out.
And fast. It's locked. Both doors are locked, and I can't open them.
Todd! Todd! What does this mean?
I don't like to think what it means, Tammy. But I sure wish you hadn't come along this time.
Oh. Oh, come in, Mr. Stearns. Come in. Sit down, Mr. Stearns. Make yourself comfortable.
What have you done with my wife?
Oh, she's safe and comfortable. There's nothing for you to worry about, I assure you. Would you care for a drink?
As a matter of fact, I could use one.
If it isn't drugged. Drugged? That's a fanciful idea.
It's no more fanciful than kidnapping me. Who are you? What's this all about?
As to who I am, you can call me Mr. X.
Oh, Mr. X. Come on, you can't be for real. How corny can you get?
It's corny, I admit, but it's also safer. Infinitely safer than any name I might use. You see, X is an unknown quantity. As for what this is all about... Oh, your drink.
Thanks. What is this all about?
Oh, come now, Mr. Stearns. Todd, if I may, you know what it's about.
I'm afraid not.
You're lying, of course, but... Well, no sense wasting valuable time fencing with each other, so I'll tell you. I represent a group that's in the business of selling top-secret information of one country to another. You're in the business of conveying top-secret information from this country to another. The reason you were kidnapped and brought here was because we want the top secret you were presently on your way to deliver to... Well, you know where.
I haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Now, let's not fence, please. I know that you are on your way abroad with the formula for a new bacterial gas, which would easily tip the balance of power in favor of the country possessing it.
Oh, and my government is willing to hand over a weapon as vital and deadly as this to another government?
It is, and you know why. The pact between the two governments, to keep each other informed and thus hopefully to maintain the balance of power.
You know, you've been seeing too many James Bond movies.
Now, stop it, Todd. I want the formula, and I mean to have it.
Well, you won't get it from me because I haven't got it. As I guess you know, your musclemen searched me thoroughly and found nothing.
I didn't expect they would. I'd have been very surprised, indeed shocked, if you'd been carrying such a formula worth untold millions on your person instead of in your head.
In my head?
Precisely. Todd, I'm authorized to offer you $50,000 for the formula.
For a formula you've just told me can be sold for untold millions?
All right. How much do you want?
It's an academic question, Mr. X, since I don't have the formula.
Would you consider $100,000?
I haven't got the formula you're talking about.
This is a tape recorder. I'm going to leave you here alone for 15 minutes. When I return, I hope you will have been sensible enough to record the formula for me.
Look, I assure
you... Help yourself to the liquor. And, of course, you won't try to escape. As you see, there are no windows and only one door. And please, please, no more nonsense about your not having the formula. You have it, Todd. You have it as surely as we have your wife. Ah, Mrs. Stearns, I see you've been made comfortable.
What have you done with my husband? Where is
he? Now, there's no need to distress yourself, Mrs. Stearns. Tammy, if I may. Todd is presently as safe and as comfortable as you are. Oh, I see that you're drinking tea. Would you like another cup?
What is all this? Why were we brought here? Please.
Now, calm yourself, I beg you. You're in no danger.
My husband?
Nor is he. He's perfectly safe and unharmed at the moment.
At the moment? What do you mean by that?
Well, nothing more nor less than what I said. Tell me, how much do you know about Todd's affairs?
His affairs?
His work, his career, the duties he performs for our government.
Nothing. Except he's an undersecretary. Well, in some department or other. I don't even know that.
That seems rather hard to believe. Married 4 years and you don't even know what department he works for?
No.
You never bothered to ask?
Well, yes.
And?
Todd made plain to me he wouldn't tell me and that I was not to ask. Mm.
You love Todd, of course.
Of course.
How much do you love him?
I love him. I can't say more than that.
I think you can. I think you can say a good deal more than that. For instance, do you love him enough to suffer pain for him, a great deal of pain?
What kind of question is that?
No, just answer it. Well?
I can't answer it. How would I know how much pain I could stand... until I was standing it.
Hmm. Yeah, you have a point. Be interesting, though, wouldn't to find out how much you do love Todd, how much pain you could endure.
I don't know why you're threatening me.
Threatening you, Tammy? No, not at all. Our discussion is purely theoretical, at least at this time.
At least at this time. For the present. Well, you're threatening me even now. You're torturing at me by hinting at... I don't know what.
Well, let's hope there'll be no need for you to find out. Come in now, Miss C. Thank you. Stay here with her. You know what to do with her if I send the signal.
Do what? What are you going to do to me if he sends a signal? Well, answer me. Please. Please answer me. What?
The tape is blank, Todd. You recorded nothing.
There's nothing to record.
Nothing.
If there is a formula such as you speak of, I've never heard of it. Now, why don't you just knock off this nonsense and let me and my wife get out of here?
Simply because there is a formula and you carry it in your head and you are going to dictate it into this machine before I'm through with you and your wife.
Tammy has nothing to do with this.
Hasn't she?
She has only the vaguest idea of what I do at the department, if she has any idea at all. Even if I had memorized a formula, which I haven't, I'd never have told her about it.
And why not?
Why not?
Because your work is precisely what I say it is. Top secret, high security.
No.
Then why wouldn't you tell her? You love her, don't you?
Of course.
Then surely you trust her.
Certainly I trust her.
But not enough to let her know what you do? Oh, you underrate her, Todd. You really do. That woman would do anything for you. Suffer untold pain for you.
What do you mean by that? Suffer untold pain for me?
Well, nothing really. She told me she would, that's all. Or what amounted to the same thing. It just happened to come up in our talk together.
When did you talk?
Only a few moments ago. I went to see her when I left you. Had a very nice chat with her, very interesting and informative chat.
About how much pain she could stand?
Well, that was only a small part of what we talked about.
Now, listen to me. She knows nothing.
Of course she doesn't. How could she? There's nothing to know, you say.
You harm her, and I warn you, Mr. X, or whatever you are, I warn you...
Todd, stop acting like a fool. Now, you know that you're helpless, and so is she. You also know that in one way or another, you're going to give me that formula, so... Why not give it to me and save us all a lot of trouble, all three of us?
Three of us?
You, me, and Tammy. Now, here's the tape recorder. Begin. Very well. Come along with me, Todd.
Where to?
The cellar. There's something there I want to show you. Something I'm sure will change your mind.
So, here we are.
Tell me what you see.
It's a room. Not a very big room. With aluminum walls. They look like aluminum anyway.
What else?
There's a hole. Big wide hole in the floor.
What else?
Nothing that I can see.
Look up. What do you see now?
Hanging from the ceiling. It's about a foot from the ceiling.
Of what, Todd?
Looks like a headsman's axe. An oversized headsman's axe.
With a very sharp cutting edge. Razor sharp. Note how the light gleams off it. And now there's something more for you to see.
Tammy.
No. You stay here. She stays there. On the other side of the room.
Tammy, are you all right?
Yes, darling. Are you?
Sure.
Now, Todd, two questions. Have you ever heard of a torture called the pendulum?
Yes.
And another called the pit.
Is that the hole in the floor? A wide hole?
The pit, yes. You have heard of it. You're not going to be sick, are you?
No.
Todd, don't make me subject you to the pendulum. Especially don't make me subject you to the exquisite torment of the pit. Above all, don't make me subject Tammy to either.
No, not Tammy. You...
That depends on you. Now, the formula, Todd. Will you give it to me? Or will you not?
If you were Todd Stearns, what would you do? Come, if you have the imagination I think you have, you are Todd Stearns, or Tammy Stearns. What would be your answer? What would you do? Think about it until I return for Act Two. When you say Budweiser, when you say Bud, you said a lot of things nobody else can say. A lot of things, like choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. The Budweiser ingredients listed proudly right there on the Budweiser label. There are less expensive ingredients, but you won't find them in Budweiser, no way. There's a lot more that goes into the brewing of Budweiser than just ingredients. But it's what comes out that counts most, and that's the Budweiser taste. And that speaks for itself, loud and clear. Hear it talking? There is no other love. There's only something left. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Budweiser, you said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis. Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. You know, the worldwide trend today is toward a universal system of measurement, the metric system. The names of this new system may sound strange to you at first, but fortunately, there are only a few words that have to be learned for everyday use, and these are the millimeter, centimeter, meter, and kilometer for describing length and distance, the milliliter and liter for capacity or volume, the gram, kilogram, and ton for weight, the kilometer per hour for highway speed, and the degree Celsius or centigrade for temperature. You're already using some of these terms more than you may realize. For example, when you go to the supermarket, you see weights expressed in grams on more and more packaged items. Now, for more information on this whole metric system, write to Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C. In a room, a rather curious room, in the basement of an isolated country house, Todd and Tammy Stearns face a torture known as the Pit and the Pendulum. Face it, but need not undergo it if Todd will tell Mr. X what he wants to know. Reveal the formula he carries in his head for a new weapon of destruction, a bacterial gas. As Todd gazes across the yawning pit at his lovely wife on the other side, Mr. X repeats.
Once again, Todd, I know it's a difficult decision, but it is one that you must make. Will you give me the formula or not?
I told you I don't have
it. Now, that's enough. You have the formula. You memorized it. I know that. So no more time-wasting nonsense. Which is it to be? Will you give me the formula without forcing me to torture it out of you, or must I use force?
I have nothing to tell you.
Perhaps if I explain how the pendulum works.
No need for that. I know.
But does Tammy know? Do you, Tammy?
No.
Tammy, look up toward the ceiling. That is a blade, you see, a blade shaped like a big headsman's axe, and it's razor sharp.
Don't listen to him, Tammy. He's trying to frighten you.
Exactly what I'm trying to do, Tammy, for reasons that are quite obvious, I should think. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
No. That large, razor-sharp blade, Tammy, is attached to a pendulum. A pendulum that swings back and forth and gets an inch lower on each swing.
An inch lower on each swing?
Yes. And so anyone strapped to that slab on the floor... Look down now, Tammy, to the floor. You see the slab with the straps?
Yes.
Anyone strapped to that slab will, in time, be cut in half.
Tammy, don't listen.
Slowly. Cut in half slowly, Tammy.
You wouldn't. But you wouldn't, please. You can't. You won't kill him.
Todd? Oh, gracious, no. He has what I want. I can't kill him unless we reach that perfectly wasteful moment when I have no option but to end this whole scene in death. No, no. No thought of killing him.
You?
Oh, my God. Tammy, did you hear me?
I heard you.
Lynn, my dear, would you try to do what I have failed to do? Convince your husband to give me the formula. But Tammy...
How can I convince him if you couldn't?
Todd, have you no imagination whatever? Do you really think that you'll be able to watch Tammy kill before your eyes without breaking? No answer. Your silence could signify several possibilities. One, you're too shocked at the prospect to answer. Two, you could watch while your wife is slowly cut in half in agony, Todd. Three, you couldn't. Now, which, Todd? Possibly even you don't know at this moment. Well, all right, I'll give you time to think it over, to talk it over, both of you. Miss Z, you know where to take Mrs. Stearns. Mr. Stearns and I will join you there shortly.
Todd, I love you.
And I love you, Tammy. I love you.
You love her. We'll see how much very soon now. Very soon.
Tammy, glass of champagne.
No, it would sicken me.
Me too. Just isn't a dinner they've spread before us. It's a gourmet's dream.
Or the condemned's last meal.
Yeah. Darling, we've got to talk this out.
What is there to talk out? You've told me that the secret, the formula that you memorized, if it got into the wrong hands, it could mean the death of millions. And if you give it to Mr. X, it will certainly be in the wrong hands.
I don't know.
Oh, what do you mean? The group he represents, they'd sell the formula to the highest bidder. They wouldn't care who, just so that they got their millions.
Well, maybe for once, just for once, I've got to think of us, not the world.
But we are the world.
I know that, too. You're involved now. This character X could torture me to death, and... Well, I don't think I'd break. I don't think I would, but... You can't tell till you're going through it. I've known agents who... Well, never mind. To face torture myself alone, that's one thing. But to watch you face it... Tammy, I couldn't bear that. Why are you looking at me like that?
You're going to have to bear it, Todd. You can't risk the lives of millions for one person, no matter how much you love her.
But that's the point I wanted to make. If I give X the formula...
Todd, you're not going to.
It doesn't mean that whoever buys it will use it to control the world. It could simply mean they would have a balance of power with us.
Instead of the government, whichever it is, you won't tell me, that already has a pact with us?
Sweetheart, I am just a courier. I'm not up there with the brass. A pact... Well, it's supposed to mean what you think it means, but... Well, sometimes... I don't know. Sometimes I think all it means is that both countries have the same amount of clout and can't rip each other off. How do we get into this?
Because this is what it's all about.
No. What it's all about is you. You getting tortured is what it's about. Tammy, X is going to make me watch you on that slab as the pendulum comes closer, inch by inch. Darling, I won't be able to bear it.
I think you will. I know you will.
You're a lot surer than I am.
Oh, dear, what a pity. The champagne, the food, you touched nothing.
Who is he?
A little quirk of mine. He fits in, don't you think? The black suit, the red hood with slits for eyes. Just right for an executioner.
Just right to scare the daylights out of your victims.
Exactly. Tammy... Are you scared?
You better know it.
But you needn't be, you know. Not if you have succeeded where I failed. What is Todd's answer now?
You better ask Todd that.
Todd?
No. My answer is still no.
What point in it to undergo agony only to give in finally?
If one gives in.
You think you won't?
But you seem to forget. Todd's the one who has to give in. I don't have the formula. If there is one.
Think now, Tammy, think. You're lying strapped to that slab. that slab beneath the pendulum. You cannot move. Scarcely a muscle moves. You're looking up, staring at that great blade. It begins to move back and forth, back and forth, swinging and coming lower with each swing. Suddenly, time has sped by unaccountably. Suddenly, there it is, the blade, within inches of you now, within an inch, cutting now, cutting through your dress, delicately cutting. And now, on the next swing, it is going to slice.
Stop it! Stop it! Tammy, I can't let you do this.
I didn't think that you could. Bring the tape recorder.
Don't bother!
No?
Tammy!
Todd, this man is a phony. I'll stake my life on it. You're trying to scare Todd into giving you the secret formula. But if your scare fizzles...
I won't go through with this thing. I won't,
Well, I don't think you will.
In that case, finish your champagne, and we'll proceed. Todd, one final chance.
Mr. X, this is... It's senseless.
Makes plenty of sense to me. It would if I were in your shoes. That woman, that lovely, exceptional woman you were lucky enough to marry, lies strapped to the slab. When I give the nod to our red-hooded executioner, he'll press the button that starts the pendulum. Once started, it can't be stopped.
Can't?
No. It goes right on, down, and through. Should you change your mind, it had better not be at the last moment. It had better be in time for the executioner to pull her out from under the blade.
Tammy!
Don't give in, Todd! Don't!
You leave me no choice. I must...
Do it! Damn it! Damn you! Go on and do it!
Very well. I give the nod. It's begun its swing. You see it, Tom? Back. And forth. Back. And forth. An inch lower with each swing. Here.
That's the microphone to the tape recorder.
Take it. Use it. Tell the formula.
What is he saying to you? What is that he's handed you? A microphone?
Yes. It's the mic of the tape recorder.
Oh, Todd, don't.
You'll die if I don't.
Then I'll die. I'd rather die. Me than a whole world.
I can't let you. I can't let you.
If you can't let her speak, you got the mic in your hand. Start talking.
No. What's left if I do? What's left?
What?
She loves me. If I let her down... If I save a life and lose a million others, she'll hate me. What'll be left to me then?
There are other women.
You, filthy. There are no other women. There's only Tammy. For me. Oh, my dearest, you are right. We've got to go through with this. For them.
I've met fools in my time, but you... It's within inches, three at most from her body. Now two. One. Cutting her dress now. You see? And the next cut. Talk, you fool. Talk fast.
The bacterial equation.
No,
it's...
No! It's... No!
What is it? The equation before it's too late. Watch!
What, indeed? A man and a woman. Just another man and woman like you, like me, stand ready to sacrifice, or not sacrifice, their own lives for others. Certainly the woman does. The man? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when I return for Act 3.
Hi, I'm Burl Ives. You know, I've been telling you that Uncle Ben's long grain and wild rice is a wonderful way to make an ordinary meal a great meal, and to keep a great meal from becoming ordinary. That's because it's a delicious combination of Uncle Ben's rice, natural wild rice, herbs, and seasonings. It has a really distinctive taste just about every grown-up loves. But what about those everyday family meals? Well, now Uncle Ben's has a way to make them special, too, with Uncle Ben's new fast-cooking long grain and wild rice. It's flavored with a delicious but milder blend of herbs and seasonings, so it has a milder taste. It cooks in just 5 minutes, so it's easy to serve anytime with anything, chicken, hamburgers, whatever's on the family menu. So try Uncle Ben's new 5-minute fast-cooking long grain and wild rice. The whole family will love its milder taste.
Your Lung Association takes great pride in preventing the half a dirty dozen.
They call me tuberculosis. TB for short, but not for long, right? Wrong.
Yeah, I'm chronic bronchitis. That's my trademark. Don't dismiss it lightly, unless you'd like to meet my friend here.
Emphysema, that's me. The kind of guy who'd steal your last breath. Occasionally, I'm mistaken for...
asthma. I'm strictly impartial. I don't care whose breath I rob. They even steal from kids.
I'm a cigarette. Now, I may be little, but I'm dangerous. After all, you know what they say about small packages.
Air pollution, alias the gray ghost. I can do more damage at one time than all these guards put together just by hanging around.
To join in the fight against breath robbers, see your doctor at the first sign of shortness of breath. Don't smoke and try to avoid polluted air. Your Lung Association considers it a matter of life and breath.
Has said that there are all sorts of torture, limitless degrees of mental and physical torment. And of these, mental anguish is worst of all. There are some who can stand physical pain better than mental, and vice versa. Moments ago, we wondered, would Todd Stearns break under the strain of watching the torment of his wife, Tammy? Would Tammy? Well, let's find out.
Todd.
What?
You fainted.
Fainted? Tammy. I remember now. Pendulum. Blade descending closer and closer, cutting through a dress.
Is she what?
Dead. Damn you, is she dead?
The tape recorder is right there in front of you. Dictate the formula.
Answer me. Is Tammy dead?
Dictate the formula.
No.
You will, if you want the answer to whether your wife is dead or alive.
Oh, no. If she's dead, then at least she's safe from you.
Ah, but if she's alive... I see it in your eyes, the agony of not knowing. Dictate.
No.
You got more guts than I thought.
Oh, no. I'm as much a coward as the next man... But you made a mistake. When you left Tammy and me alone together for those few hours.
Oh?
It's a funny thing, but... I don't know why. Maybe it was just facing our last hours on Earth together, but we really got to know each other for the first time in our 4 years of marriage.
I made a mistake?
You made a mistake. You're licked. Dead or alive, Tammy licked you, and dead or alive, I won't let her down.
I see. Excuse me. I'll bring her in.
Tammy. Oh, Tammy, thank God you're alive.
Oh, darling, oh, darling.
Are you all right? You aren't harmed. You're all right.
No, I'm fine.
No, you're not. Your hands. I can feel your hands are shaking.
I'll calm down, then I'll be all right.
Not if Todd goes on refusing to give me that formula.
Then you haven't given it to him?
No.
Oh, I'm so glad, darling. I'm so glad.
Your happiness is doomed to a short life, because I assure you Todd is going to do what I ask.
No, not Todd.
Oh, yes. Oh, let me say that I admire you, both of you. And you have every reason to be proud of this man you married.
Well, I am very.
But he is not a Superman. He has his breaking point, as all men do. I haven't succeeded in reaching that point, that's all. But unless he dictates the formula he carries in his head, I shall take final steps to reach his breaking point and yours quickly. Oh, by the way, your little girl, Jill.
What about her?
I thought you'd want to know. Your housekeeper, Anna, sent for the doctor a little while ago.
Why?
Is she worse?
I don't know. All I have is the report that the doctor was sent for.
You dirty rat.
Now, slowly. Slowly, Todd. Physical violence will get you nowhere.
This is part of your next torture, isn't it? Making us worry about Jill's condition.
And what will become of her should the two of you meet what you possibly may meet? Death. You leave me no choice but to subject you now to the kind of torment I tried to avoid.
Well, there can't be anything worse than the pendulum.
There's the pit. I see that you know something about it.
I don't know anything about it.
Precisely. You've heard of the pit, but it remains an unknown quantity. And it will be that, the simple fact that you don't know what awaits you in the pit, that will break you. Just as not knowing why the doctor was called for your daughter has shaken you. Now, once again, will you give me the formula? Then it's the pit, I'm afraid. Back where we started? Or no? The pendulum, you see, is again in place in the ceiling. I will leave you alone now with just the pit. Oh, and, Todd, when you decide that you can't take any more and agree to give me the formula, just say so. You'll be heard.
Oh, I hope Jill's all right.
Don't worry, she is. There's no better doctor than Dr. Lynch.
Yes, but if the coal's gone into her chest, you know, her chest is weak.
Don't worry, it's just what that louse wants. For all we know, he could be lying. Anna never sent for the doctor.
Oh, you're right. I'm doing just what X wants me to do. I'm worrying myself sick. What are you looking for?
Something to drop down the pit.
Why, what for?
Find out how deep it is. Whether the bottom is solid or filled with water. This room's as bare as a bone, though.
Here.
Oh, your shoe?
You can buy me another pair when we get out of here.
I'll buy you a dozen pair. Okay. Here it goes. Funny.
I didn't hear a sound. Not a sound.
No splash? No thud of the shoe hitting anything? Nothing. The damn thing can't be bottomless.
It's either that or awfully, awfully deep.
That's for sure. Give me your other shoe.
Try again.
Yes. The first sound could have been so slight we didn't pick it up.
Yes.
This time listen carefully, very carefully. Ready?
Go ahead. I didn't hear a thing.
No. Nothing.
Let's stand back. I don't like being so near the edge.
I don't blame you. Thought of phoning in.
No.
Sorry.
It's all right. I feel the same way.
Let's sit down on the floor. Against the wall.
All right. Yes, that's better. Todd? The wall feels warm.
It's a little too warm. Just, move away a bit. Better?
Much. Oh, I'm sure Jill's going to be all right. I'm just not going to worry about her.
No.
Todd, that wall's getting hotter.
Well, we'll have to move away from it a little more.
And closer to the pit.
Wait a minute now. You don't think... Here. Let me just see how...
Todd!
Burned my hand. Water's as hot as an oven. Move over to that one.
Well, this one's as hot as the other. It's getting hotter.
So that's it. Don't you see? The hotter the walls get, the farther we have to get from them.
And the closer to the pit.
Until we...
Yeah. Until... Are you all right?
Oh, darling, please. We're... moving closer to the pit.
Can't help us. Heat from the walls. Getting worse.
Oh, God, hold me. Put your arms around me.
Sweetheart.
What is down there? We go over the edge. Oh, God, it's less than 2 feet away now. When we go over, what will happen to us? What?
Death, I guess.
How will we die?
Wait. Try not to move any closer. Try.
Help me. The heat is unbearable. You're moving closer to the edge, too.
I can't help it either.
Hold me. Hold me.
Sweetheart. This is it. I guess we... Wait. Wait a minute.
What?
The heat. It doesn't seem so hot.
Not so. I think you're right. It's cooler. Oh, the room seems cooler. Oh, let's move back.
It won't last long. That creeper's got something else in store for us. But you see? He didn't go through with it. Just as he didn't go through with the pendulum.
No, you fainted.
I don't think he would have gone through with it anyway.
Why not, Todd?
What?
Mr. X, Todd. I can see you and hear you. What's given you the sudden idea that I won't go through with things?
You want the formula.
True.
Kill me and the formula dies with me.
True.
Well?
Todd Stern's dead is worth considerable, too. Oh, not as much as the formula, but considerable.
I don't see why.
Very simple. It's worth a great deal for a certain government to prevent another from getting the formula. Keeps the balance of power unbalanced, you see. And now that we've settled that, do you still refuse to change your mind?
Yes.
Todd, I'm sorry to say that this time, I believe you.
Wait a minute. Tammy has no part in this now. You used her to break me down. You failed. But your use for her is over. Let her go.
He hasn't heard you. Or if he did, he said his final word. And I wouldn't want out anyhow. If you die, I want to be dead too.
But it's senseless. Pointless. I'm the one who has the formula, not you. There's no point in killing you if I... What's that?
What is it?
Machinery of some kind. But I don't know what it's for. Yes, I do.
Todd, what?
The walls. Look at the walls.
They're moving. All four of them. Moving inward.
Making the room narrower. Narrower until...
There'll be no space, no floor space left.
Nothing but the pit.
Oh, Lord.
X! X, listen to me. Let Tammy go. I beg you, let her go.
The pit. The walls pushing us to it. Oh, let me out. Let me out.
Tammy.
I can't bear anymore. I can't bear it.
You won't have to bear any more now, sweetheart. No more. Now.
More champagne, Tammy?
No.
Todd?
What I want is an explanation of all this, and you better make it a good one, Mr. What is your name?
X will do.
Yeah, but now we know it was all a test or a game or whatever it was.
I must still keep my cover. Look, I don't blame you for being angry. Simply put, we subjected you to a test to see how much you could take before you broke down. All operatives, couriers, are put through the ringer.
I never was before. I never even heard of it before.
Never would have if you hadn't reached that point in your career where we felt that you were ready. The formula you so painstakingly memorized, Todd, is worthless. There's no such thing as that bacterial weapon.
Oh, no.
But if there were, and you were caught by the kind of group I pretended to represent, we had to be sure that you'd never break, never reveal it.
And risk blowing my mind, Tammy's.
No. You were never in any danger of that. From start to finish, you were carefully monitored by staff psychiatrists. They'd have known instantly if you were in any serious difficulty.
Well, I guess you have to do it.
Yes, we do.
Tell me something. What did we fall on? I mean, when I went over, holding Tammy in my arms.
Special foam rubber. Dozens of layers of the stuff. You could have dropped an iron safe down that hole, much less Tammy's shoes, and you'd have heard nothing. Now then, it's over. You can relax and unwind. What's more, Todd, you have gained something that you didn't have before. You've learned how much you can take. And, mister, you can take it.
I learned something a lot more important than that, if you ask me.
What would that be, Todd?
I learned... Tammy, I always thought you were pretty wonderful, but... you're more than that. You're the most wonderful woman and wife in the world.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And if you feel the story I've just brought you is one of the strangest you've ever heard, I can only assure you that even stranger things go on in this world of ours. Stranger and, yes, more terrifying. Let's hope you never find yourself involved with any of them. Beyond your radio, that is. I'll be back shortly.
I think it was the first time I can remember really going fishing with my dad. I'm sure I'd been with him before, but the first time I really remember it was wading downstream with him in an extra big pair of wading boots as he felt his way very surely along the stream bed and I shakily held onto the willows, and we found a spot where my dad lifted his finger to his lips and said, "Shh, we don't want to scare the fish away." And then I remember that fish. The biggest fish I'd ever seen in my life. And it was on the end of my line. And my dad, boy, was he proud. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Give your children everything. Give them your time. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
Version of The Pit and the Pendulum was only based on Edgar Allan Poe's story. It's to this great master of the bizarre, this connoisseur of the horrifying, that we owe the story's, shall we say, electrifying moments. I hope you were properly shocked. Our cast included Tony Roberts, Marion Seldes, and Norman Rose. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
No wonder the police whipped Mrs. Fernglass yesterday.
Oh, poor old thing. If she had only been taking the Pan-Pharmacon.
She took too much. Now this witch hunt is on. I may have to get rid of all the bottles I filled.
But why, dear? We're not doing any wrong.
Yeah, we know that, but the rest of them, they, outside, the unbelievers, they'll want to persecute us.
But how can they find us? Nobody in the coven will come forward.
No, but Kathy might. It's a chance we can't afford to take. She's got to disappear.
Oh, do we have to, Jason, darling? She doesn't have to see the paper.
It's on every newsstand with that big headline. How can she miss it?
Well, we'll just have to keep her home.
It's dangerous. I'd have to be sure there was some way she'd never get wind of this story.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Uncle Ben's Long Grain and Wild Rice. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
For Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook, variable high cloudiness tomorrow and Tuesday. The highs in the mid-60s tomorrow, the upper 60s on Tuesday, and the lows in the lower 40s. Less than 10% chance of rain through tomorrow night. Downtown Seattle currently 56 degrees, the barometer rising at 30.10. And this sports score in the North American Soccer League, the Seattle Sounders defeated Rochester by a score of 1-0.
You can hear the difference. Brightened, beautiful music. KIXI, Seattle.
It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. There's a new political crisis in Lebanon. Important decisions could come in a few hours. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The new government in Lebanon may step aside as troubles in that country worsened over the weekend. Ed Hotaling reports from Beirut.
Under pressure from powerful Syria and the Lebanese Muslim left, the new military government here, 2 days old, may resign this morning. The French paper Orient Le Jour says the 76-year-old former Brigadier Nourdine Rifai, who was named prime minister to stop the fighting between right-wing Lebanese and Palestinian radicals, will be replaced by a Muslim leader more to the liking of the Muslim citizens of Lebanon. The Lebanese political system requires a Muslim prime minister. It also requires the president to consult with Muslim leaders before naming him. The military government's prime minister was a Muslim, but the left-wing groups complain he was named without consultation. Syria, which exercises strong military and political pressure on tiny Lebanon, had also called for the government's resignation. Ed O'Tailing, CBS News, Beirut.
There was more gunfire in Beirut Sunday in the area where the two sides have been fighting, and in southern Lebanon, army troops clashed with an Israeli raiding party, one of the worst fights in that area in years. It's reported 7 Lebanese troops and 2 Israeli soldiers were killed. More news in a moment.
All tucked in, sweetheart? Give Mommy a kiss goodnight.
Good night, Mommy. Mommy?
Yes?
We saw these pictures in school today of these really poor kids. Were we ever poor, Mommy?
No, I guess we've been lucky. We've always had enough to eat and warm clothes to wear.
Why?
Because Daddy has a good job and brings home money to pay for things.
Don't poor kids have daddies?
Not all of them do.
Well, if some of them do, why can't they get money?
I guess because you just don't start being poor. Sometimes their parents were poor and their parents before them. It's a hard thing to stop. They need food and education and medical care to grow up strong and work to do so they can make money and not be poor anymore.
Why doesn't somebody help them?
Save the Children asks the same questions. With your help, we're finding the answers. Please send your contributions to Save the Children, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York 10017. Do it now. Someday we may never hear those questions again.
Americans are taking to the highways this Memorial Day weekend, as they did in the days before the energy shortage. Traffic has been heavy all across the nation. One Virginia policeman said you'd never know there was anything like an energy crisis. There are no reports of gasoline shortages anywhere in the country. President Ford early this week is expected to announce imposition of another $1 a barrel hike in oil import tariffs. That would probably raise gasoline taxes by 1.5 cents a gallon. Chairman Al Ullman of the House Ways and Means Committee said Sunday Congress will soon pass an energy bill. Ullman said it will include a 3 cent a gallon hike in gasoline taxes and special taxes on cars that get poor gasoline mileage. Ullman also had some predictions on how the nation's economy will fare in the months ahead.
unless something very unforeseen happens, we should be bottoming out and turning back up. Next year will be a fairly slow year with fairly high unemployment. But remember, this is not an ordinary recession. There are these long-range problems. If we don't turn the corner on energy and turn into a new direction, we can't really come out of this recession properly.
Ullman was on the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation. The president of the Ford Motor Company says the government should end what he calls an adversary relationship with the auto industry. Ford President Lee Iacocca says car makers could save consumers $100 on every new auto by relaxing some of the government-mandated safety and emission requirements. In Portugal, the military rulers will meet Monday to discuss whether to abolish political parties in that country. That appears to be a strong possibility because of increasing tension among socialists and communists. Socialists got more votes than the communists in last month's parliamentary elections, but they claim that the communists are trying to grab power in Portugal by controlling the trade unions and the news media. More news in a moment.
Hi, everybody. Phil Rizzuto here with a few words for sport fans everywhere. Nightly, Monday through Friday, I bring you Phil Rizzuto on sports over most of these stations. I wrap up the daily events with an action review that includes interviews with players, coaches, and managers, and always give you a preview of what's to come. I also have comments on all phases of the sports world that I know will interest you. Hope you'll listen right here Monday through Friday nights for Phil Rizzuto on sports on most of these CBS Radio Network stations.
Sometimes it's really hard to think of new ways to cut corners and save money. You probably feel you've tried just about everything and wonder where else to turn for ideas. A good source is the Consumer Information Index, which lists federal government publications that tell you how to buy better, whether you're shopping for food, prescription drugs, cars, household equipment, or service. For a free copy of the index, write to Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, zip code 81009.
Doctors in New York State may stage a work boycott similar to the one in California. Members of the State Medical Society on Sunday took action that could lead to a work slowdown or boycott in July. The issue is the same as in California, the high cost of malpractice insurance. One New York State lawmaker says, however, he'll sponsor legislation saying that if doctors refuse to treat patients, the state would be able to revoke their licenses to practice medicine. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI. The time is 6 minutes past 11.